USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
The lady of the White House wants a top aide to be fired. First Lady Melania Trump's office says in a statement that Deputy National Security Advisor Mira Ricardel, quote, no longer deserves the honor of serving in this White House. Reports are the First Lady and Ricardel, who's a top aide to National Security Advisor John Bolton, clashed during the First Lady's recent trip to Africa. At least 50 people are now confirmed dead from the wildfires in California, most of those in Northern California from the Camp Fire, where yesterday an official reported
an additional 6 human remains were recovered, which brings the total to 48. All 6 of those remains were located in Paradise.
That town wiped out by the fire, and this is USA Radio News.
The wait is finally over. Dell's biggest Black Friday ever is on. Save up to 50% on Black Friday deals, plus get free shipping on everything. With massive deals on Dell computers with 8th Gen Intel Core processors, the hottest gaming gear, and savings on top brand electronics like Samsung TVs, it's the one sale of the year you don't want to miss. Just call 800-BUY-DELL or visit Dell.com/Black Friday. Quantities are limited. Call 800-BUY-DELL for more Black Friday deals.
In my family, we do a gift swap game for the holidays, and one year there was this epic battle over a robe from thecompanystore.com. Now we all bring gifts from the company store, you know, to ensure a good outcome. But I have to admit, I kind of miss the competition.
Thecompanystore.com has been perfecting the comforts of home for over 100 years, from cozy pajamas and mittens to home decor and more. Visit thecompanystore.com for Black Friday deals November 19th through 24th, and enter the code FRIDAY for 20% off your order, plus free shipping.
An Air Force pilot whose supersonic fighter jet crashed at a base on the U.S.-Mexico border has died. The Air Force says the T-38C Talon went down last night at Laughlin Air Base, about 150 miles west of San Antonio. A second pilot is hospitalized, his condition not currently known. New Yorkers plan to protest today against Amazon's plans to set up shop in Queens, New York. They're worried that the 4 million square foot second headquarters in Long Island City will drive up housing prices in the area while displacing low income people and overwhelming mass transit. Major League Baseball will be announcing this year's Cy Young Award winners today. The American League finalists, Tampa Bay's Blake Snell, Corey Kluber of the Indians, and Justin Verlander of the Astros. On the National League side, it's the Mets' Jacob deGrom, Phillies' Aaron Nola, and Washington's Max Scherzer. This is USA Radio News.
Look, you've heard me talking for a year about how much I love MyPillow. You can get one, too. And now it's a better deal than ever. You go to MyPillow.com, click on the Buy One, Get One Free special, use promo code USA. You'll get one free pillow when you buy one at regular price plus shipping. And don't forget, now you have until March 1st to return it if you're not absolutely in love with it. Go to MyPillow.com, use promo code USA, or call 1-800-951-8175. But do it now.
Democrats taking control of the House, and one Republican is weighing in on who he thinks their leader should be. Here's more from USA Radio's Tim Berg.
With Democrats taking control of the House, there's still a lot of debate who will be Speaker of the House. Now, Nancy Pelosi is arguing that it should be her and Congressman Steve Scalise. He's a Republican. He joined Fox News and said, Pelosi, she's earned it. She probably should be Speaker of the House.
Well, I think she will. I mean, if you look, she was their main fundraiser. She was the one out front the whole way through in this election cycle on the Democrat side. And I think she's going to be the leading candidate on the Democrat side to be Speaker. And so, you know, they've got an internal fight. Look, there were a number of Nancy Pelosi's Democrat candidates who ran saying they wouldn't vote for her as Speaker. So that's going to be an interesting test that a lot of people will be watching in January. Will their very first vote as a new member of Congress be to break the word they made to their constituents? That's going to be something they have to deal with.
A Wisconsin company is giving its workers guns for Christmas. Benshot makes glassware with bullets embedded in them. It says it's giving its 16 employees revolvers as a Christmas gift. The owner telling the Appleton Post Crescent most of his workers are very happy to receive such gifts. Tonight is country music's biggest night. The 52nd annual CMA Awards will take place at Nashville's Bridgestone Arena, and it will be airing live on ABC. Carrie Underwood and Brad Paisley will return to co-host the award show. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.